Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again we come to you knowing that you want us to know you through your Word and to know your Son, Jesus Christ, in a better and more glorious way. I pray that you will open your Word to us through the power of your Holy Spirit, and as he teaches us, may we abide and live according to the things that you have to say. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today's lesson is titled, Jonah Looking Toward God's Holy Temple. And it comes from Jonah chapter 2 and verse 4. As Jonah abode inside the great fish, which was prepared by the Lord, for 3 days and 3 nights, he called out in prayer and described how the Lord cast him into the deep in the midst of the seas. He also told how the floods compassed him about, and he described how all the Lord's billows and waves passed over him. In chapter 2 and verse 4 of this prophecy, Jonah told how he was cast out of the Lord's sight and responded by looking toward God's holy temple, where we read, Then I said, I am cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The verse begins, Then I said, I am cast out of your sight. The writer began with the words, Then I said, which refers to Jonah uttering, speaking, commanding, promising, and intending, I am cast out, or I'm driven out, or away, expelled, divorced, put, or thrust away of your sight, which means beyond your physical eye, beyond your appearance and face. Jonah felt that he was completely hidden from the face of God as he was inside the great fish. The verse continues, Yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The writer added, Yet I will look, which means regard, behold, consider, and scan again or more, further and longer, toward your holy, which refers to the sanctified, hallowed, consecrated, and dedicated temple, or the palace, nave, or sanctuary. When Jonah finally called upon the Lord, he thought he was so far from God that the Lord himself could not see or perceive him. When this thought came into his mind, Jonah looked once again toward God's holy sanctuary. When we think through this verse, we see how Jonah had to be at his bottom when he thought not even God could see. This caused him to remember where he should place his focus. He looked to the Lord's holy temple, which was representative of the residing and abiding place of God. Jesus Christ wants everyone, everywhere, to turn their focus toward him. And should it take them believing that God doesn't see them, even though he always does, so be it. Next time we see Jonah describe the waters, the depth, and the weeds. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name, amen.